I know Patrick is a rookie learning lots about life in the NHL, but is there anything he can teach you or any of the players?
I don't think so. You know, obviously he's played pro and he's gone through a lot, you know, at such a young age. But, you know, for the most part, he's still trying to, you know, figure out his way around the league, you know, how to be a consistent player in this league. And we got 23 other guys that are willing to help him. And, you know, in this room, it's a brotherhood. So at any time, any guy's there for help. And that's the biggest thing.
Outside of hockey, are you learning anything about Finland or anything Finnish or even just sitting beside him?
I've been to Finland actually a few times for, you know, World Junior stuff. you know, obviously being buddies with Joel as well, he's taught a little bit, and you know, you learn a few things about, you know, kind of the area they live in, but not a whole lot.
You've won a couple in a row. How much better is the mood? I mean, maybe a dumb question, but how much better is it compared to losing?
It's way better. That's the way this league is. You know, when you're winning, things are great. When you're losing, things aren't good. So, you know, it definitely puts that you know, that desire in your heart to win, because you don't want to come to the rink the next day and feel like junk and you know, not enjoy your time. You know, when you're winning, you know, everyone's laughing, everyone's joking around, and that's definitely the atmosphere you want
to
be in.
Do you think it's easier to shrug off losses as a young person or harder?
Every guy in this room is a competitive athlete, so it's hard no matter who you are. If you're young, you're old, it's tough to shrug off a loss, because it's you know, we're all competitive. We all you know, hate losing no more than we like to win.
You're about to add a bulk of guys, injured guys, back into the lineup here. When you get like that glut of guys who are coming back in, what's the feeling? Is it excitement, or is there maybe a little bit of trepidation or concern that they may not, you know, it may impact the flow?
We had some, you know, pretty key guys come out of our lineup. So, you know, whenever you get a guy, you know, a regular back in your lineup, it's huge. And you know, the way we play is, you know, isn't necessarily dependent on the player that's coming back in. You know, every guy kind of fits into their line, fits into their system well, and, you know, they've played with guys before, so it doesn't affect the flow at all.
You're playing the same team in their barn two in a row. Ever heard of that before?
Never heard of it, but it sounds nice. You know, you get to, you know, I think when you get used to a rink, you know, you get to we'll get to practice in it a few times, play in it twice. You know, you might get a little used to it, and it won't feel as much like a road game and traveling. You know, you don't have to worry about going somewhere else after the game. You kind of go back to your hotel, and you still get, it kind of feels a little more like a home game than other than with the fans. But so I think it's a pretty cool idea.
No drawbacks at all?
I don't think so. I think it's the same as any other game, but you just don't have to travel.
Before you go, you're kind of into hockey history and stuff like that. Like, you're a real student of the game, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Patrick Laine just had the best hockey season an 18-year-old has ever had before?
Has he?
I'm wondering what you think. Like, if you take a look, he wins gold. He wins his league championship. He gets the Yari Curry Trophy, MVP at the World Championships, plays in the World Cup, does what he does here. Can you think of an 18-year-old who's ever had a season like that?
No, not really. Definitely tough to say if there has been anyone. You know, I only lost in the gold against Canada in the World Championships, so it could have been better. But he's definitely had a pretty good year, and hopefully 2017 is even better.
Like, could you think of anyone you'd put him up there with, like guys, young guys? And
I'd say I don't know if you can compare anyone to him, but, you know, Sidney Crosby had a pretty good year. He was 18. I don't know. It's tough to say.
It's a tough question.
Eh? Yeah.
Your top five guys, over 20 points in scoring, all of you, and then there's a big drop-off. All the rest of the guys are below 10 points, and I know that injuries plays a role in that, but are you guys getting enough secondary scoring?
I think so. I think, you know, you see in the Florida game, you know, Lowry gets a goal. You know, we have guys that are producing. I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, when we play a solid team game, we're going to win. It's not about scoring. It's not about, it's about playing good defense first. And then, you know, from that, you know, we'll be able to create.